listening to a special Master of One podcast live from Creative South. We're back podcasting live from Creative South, our booth right next to Iron Bank, and smelling coffee, hearing the chatter. It's been a good morning so far. We're sitting down now for the first time, two people in the hot seat.
Yeah.
So Patrick stepped out, and we got two people in the hot seat this morning.
He is whining and dining people
he
right now.
He is, you know, he's being the hostess with the mostest.
Yep.
But we're sitting here. We've got Austin, and we've got Eric F. Dot.
Yep.
Friedenson. Erica, whatever your name tag says, we're just going to call
it's
you F.
Wrong.
Dot. How does that sound?
It's wrong.
Yeah, the name tag's wrong. We're going to go
dot.
With F. Dot. Sitting across the table from us. Tell us who you guys are and what you guys do.
Yeah, I'm Austin, and I'm a motion designer. Recently went freelance, and I specialize in hand lettering, animation, and videos. Basically like explainer type videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. All right.
And I'm Eric. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm a lettering artist and designer, and my focus is on bringing people together and teaching people how to draw and express themselves.
Cool,
dude,
man.
That's great. So what brings you guys, did you guys know each other prior to this?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys have been friends since kindergarten, or you met each other last year at Creative South? What's the relationship we have here?
Just before last year at Creative South.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So not your first time here. How do you feel like this year compares to other years at Creative South?
I think that it has met and exceeded expectations from last year. Came in last year knowing people online and meeting them for the first time in person, so this is just kind of a reunion.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's been fantastic reconnecting in person with Eric and a whole bunch of other guys. And, meeting new people. Hear new speakers. It's just amazing.
Awesome. What do you think? What's the verdict?
Man, I just feel like I'm at home here, you know?
Yeah.
These are my people.
It's a really awesome community that is here. Yeah. And, like, I've been to other conferences, and this seems like a big family. Like, everybody just gets along.
You'd think that in a big city like New York, you could find any kind of people, and you could find your tribe or whatever, but I found it in Georgia.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost, you definitely feel the Southern hospitality here. And that, you know, that starts with Mike Jones, and it carries itself, you know, it trickles all the way through to every attendee, to the service providers, to the people at the Springer. It's been really, really great. So, all right, guys, we're gonna toss some coins out here, the tokens, and I'm going to let you guys pick for each other. I feel like that's only fair. So these are all shuffled out. Austin, why don't you pick for Eric? And Eric's going to become the master of...
Food.
You're the master of food. So you're the guy who knows everything there is to know about food for the next 2 minutes. What do you got for us?
Oh, man. Food's a good one. I've been cooking a lot lately, so I think I'm pretty prepared for this.
Nice.
You know, my favorite part about food is taking things from different cultures and mixing them together. You got your Mexican food. You got your Taiwanese food. Then you got your Mexi-Taiwanese food.
Mexi-Taiwan,
nice.
Yeah.
You know, you get some Mexican spiced salmon, a little bit of cilantro rice, some asparagus. That's not from Taiwan or Mexico, but you just throw it in there anyway,
just put it
right?
in, man. It's a melting pot.
You got yourself a hearty meal there.
So you are a multicultural fusion food guy. What's your favorite fusion food? Like two things that don't typically go together, but you're like, you put these things together and your mouth's going to explode with flavor.
You know? I used to go to this restaurant last year, and every month they're changing up their menu. It's so cool. They pick a country in Asia, they pick a country in South America, and that's their menu for the month. So I don't think that I have one favorite, but I do like the mix of South America and Asia.
So that particular combination?
Yeah, because it's just the spices and then all the different kinds of grains and like traditional sauces from Asia. Yeah, that's my favorite. I just went to Asia for my first time recently. I got to really taste it firsthand.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's different about American Asian food and Asian food?
Yeah, I just think it's all butchered here. What's funny is, like, there's all these little ripoffs of what Chinese food is in America, but really it's not really Chinese food. It's American food that's, like, Chinese-American food, yeah.
Chinese-inspired food.
My favorite part, I think, is learning the stories. because every culture has this certain food for a reason, whether it's their soil or just the rich tradition of recipes that have been passed down through the generations.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you're really tasting culture.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I think you were the absolute perfect person to draw the master of food category. You speak about food with a passion rivaled by few, I imagine. So congratulations. You're
Thanks,
the Guy Fieri at the table right now. Only,
bam.
Oh, yeah. All right, so you're going to draw.
Emerald, my bad.
You know what? It's all the same at some point, right? It's just that's the fusion. That's the fusion. You're the food fusion guy.
Emerald Fieri. I like it.
All right, so go ahead and you're going to draw a token for Austin, and we're going to see how he does.
All right, Austin, you ready?
You're the master of toys and games. So from food, Asian, South American, fusion-inspired food to toys and games. What do you got, Austin?
All right, toys and games. I got married 4 years ago.
Okay.
Married into a game-playing family.
Nice.
Okay.
I never got past Monopoly.
Okay.
That was my level.
It's because you got so mad you flipped the table every single time?
Yes.
Okay. I never get Park Place.
Yeah, I was terrible. I never won Monopoly as a kid. But I have learned to enjoy the strategery of games like, Settlers of Catan.
Okay.
I kill at that game.
Yeah.
Okay. Classic.
Have you played it?
Strategy. Oh, yeah. I've lost many a friend to Settlers of Catan.
There is, yeah, you... You almost win, and then you lose right at the last second,
yep.
And the fury is strong.
Yeah. The anger is real, folks. Yeah.
Yes. I don't play with my wife anymore.
That's probably for the best.
Safe game. Gosh. The other game. Agricola. Agricola is...
I haven't heard of that
I've not heard of that. And this is our show's master of toys and games.
You are delving into my world right now.
So my brother-in-law is the total master of games.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to beat him every time. Like he's the target.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
give
yeah.
us a quick synopsis of what this game is and what it's about.
Agricola is a game of survival. So
whoa.
You have a field and a house.
Yeah.
And your goal is to become the most survival ready. So you have to build fences to keep your animals. You have to grow your animals by getting two, cattle in the same fence so that they can have baby cattle.
Sure.
And you have room in your house for one animal.
So
like
it's
sheep.
Like Sim City, but it's more strategy based than just
it's a board card game.
Okay.
And you have
is there a certain number of rounds you have to be ready by?
Seven rounds. Each round there's new items introduced that you don't know which items are actually going to get introduced.
Uh-huh.
And
I like it, man.
It's a long mindset game. You have to really think ahead, but
it's
also
yeah.
be very present at what you're doing at the time to build up for your.
It's all about the long con,
dude. I'm gonna have to look it up. It sounds super fun.
Yeah,
I read a 40-page PDF strategy guide so that I could try to beat my brother-in-law.
So have you beat him?
I didn't beat him.
Okay, so you went from Milton Bradley. Monopoly guy to 40 page strategy PDF manual to try to just take out your brother-in-law.
And what I found,
I feel like there's maybe a more deep-seated thing that counseling could help with, maybe.
That's probably true. What I found out afterwards when I didn't win and I was so frustrated, I told him about reading the PDF, and he said he'd read it five times.
Oh!
He's like, I wrote that.
One step ahead.
Oh, that's funny. You found that?
I wrote that
a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote that under a pen name. Sorry. Well, dude, so congratulations on reading a lot of words and really seeing no payoff. So
No, congratulations for saying a game I haven't heard of.
That's
so
true.
Good job.
That's true.
That's exciting. That's
a good one.
So
no, that's a good one.
You guys nailed it.
I'm definitely going to check that out.
Tell everybody where we can find you guys, we can connect with you guys, people can support what you're doing and see all the different food combinations you're cooking up at home. Tell people where we can find you.
Cool. I'm Austin Saylor, and I can be found at It's Austin Saylor on Twitter, Dribble, Instagram, Snapchat.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm Eric. I go by F-Dot online, so that's EFDOT. I'm also working on this cool project for the summer. It's called Summer of Sketching. So check out summerofsketching.com if you're really, if you like drawing.
Is that what you were sketching right there? Is that for Summer of Sketching?
Yeah, I thought I'd make you guys
a little,
for
you know,
a little
so
master
all right. Nice. So he did a little master one while we were chatting, and you know, who knows? Maybe that'll end its way on the internet, and you can find that at mofonepodcast.com.
Yeah.
Just search us on Instagram, guys. It's been a blast hanging out with you guys. I'm glad that we had the double hot seat going this time.
Yeah, man.
You guys did great. Congratulations. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
That's it for this episode. Keep listening the rest of the week to hear more interviews straight from the conference floor, Creative South 2016. Check the MF1 Podcast Instagram page to see pictures from our trip. And you can also find us on mf1podcast.com, where you can find episode archives to listen to all sorts of great guests. Find us on social media. Just search MF1 Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Elo. Thanks for listening, but for now, peace out, bye, hold on to your butts.